So we'll say in Parshas Tetzaveh, so the Torah goes into great detail regarding the Big Day Kahuna. So in one of those details, so the Mishnah discusses ultimately again the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. And on the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, we speak about again the Choshen and the Ephod. Right? The Choshen is the breastplate which sat on the chest of the Kohen Gadol. And the Ephod, of course, is the apron that the Kohen Gadol wore. There was the Me'il, which was the tunic, and then there was the apron, which pretty much hugged his entire body. So the Pasuk says, this is in Perek Chavches, Pasuk Chavches, chapter 28, verse 28, V'lo yizach ha-choshen me'al ha-ephod. Ultimately, again, the choshen cannot move from the ephod. So the idea of Osai is that the choshen was fastened onto the ephod, right? The choshen was fastened on in two ways. It was fashioned ultimately again to the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol, right? The Kohen Gadol had the mishpat, had right the stones, precious stones which sat on his shoulders. There were rings there. The choshen was tied into there and was also tied onto the ephod. It was secured. But the Torah goes out of its way to say that what? That halacha l'maisa, the ephod has to be affixed. It can't move. The choshen has to be fixed in place. Lo yizach ha-choshen me'al ha-ephod. Shabbosai, so amazingly enough, the Degel Machane Ephraim quotes from his Zayda the Baal Shem Tov. And the Baal Shem Tov makes an amazing observation. He says, I'm going to read this to you. Tzivui zeh mina'u mefarshe ha-torah b'chal tariag ha-mitzvos. Shabbosai, interestingly enough, so this obligation that the choshen is not permitted to move, the choshen must be fixed in place, is counted as part of the 613 mitzvos. It's one of the tariag mitzvos. So the Baal Shem Tov says something amazing. He says the tariag mitzvos are mitzvos she'adam miyisrael mechuyev lekayman b'choleis ki atori nitzchis ve'eich yekayem osa ha'idna. So the Baal Shem Tov says something amazing. The 613 mitzvos are eternal. So if you're one of the 613, it means that there's the ability in some way to fulfill this mitzvah at all times. Also, we speak about this all the time. All of the details of the Beis HaMikdash, all of the details of the Kohen Rabosei have relevance for all of us and have application for all of us. So if the Torah is counting as one of the 630 mitzvos, that the ephod, the choshen, the breastplate, is not permitted to move around the ephod, but it has to be fixed in place on the apron, right, on the clothing of the coin. So what's the pshat? What's ultimately, again, the message for us? And he says something so amazing. Ela shachoshen romeiz lelev. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says that the choshen, the breastplate, is a reference to the heart. It symbolizes the heart of the Jew. Now, how do we know that? Shehaya munach alev aron. Because listen, the Torah says that the choshen has to be placed over the heart. The choshen, the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, represents the heart of the Jew. Now watch this. Get ready for this. Ve'efod bigematria peh. Now let's say the Baal Shem Tov says that the gematria of ephod is peh, is mouth. So says the Baal Shem Tov something amazing. Ve'chol echad me'itana mitzuva va'omed le'bal yizach ha-choshen, le'bal yizach etzla ha-choshen, me'al ha'efot. So we'll say, what's the message? The choshen is never permitted to be unaligned with the ephod. So we'll say, it's all about alignment. The choshen has to be aligned with the ephod. It says the Baal Shem Tov, the choshen, the lev, has to be aligned with the peh, has to be aligned with the mouth. What does that mean? Dehainu, shelo yechalek ha'lev me'al ha'peh, ele yiyu tamid piv velibo shavim. There has to be a constant alignment between the choshen and the ephod, a constant alignment between the heart and the mouth. That what you say should really be what you believe in your heart, and what you believe in your heart should really be what you say. Says the Hashem Tov HaKadosh Abosai, sometimes there's a disconnect between what we say we believe in and what we really believe in. Or sometimes there's a disconnect between what we really believe in and what we say we believe in. There has to be a constant, ongoing, unwavering alignment between my lave, what I believe to be true, and what I espouse as my beliefs. But Rabbi, I think you could take the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh one step further. because the Choshen, meaning the Baal Shem Tov is beautiful. But let's say I don't like Gematria so much. Right? Let's say I'm not a fan of Gematria. I will say, there's another striking symbolism. The ephod wraps around the body of the Kohen Gadol. The halacha is that ultimately, again, the Choshen, which represents the lave, must be constantly affixed to the ephod, which represents the guf. There must be a constant alignment between my heart and my body. And what does that mean, Abosei? What is the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh teaching us? He's teaching us, Abosei, that sometimes we believe certain things in our hearts. We believe certain things to be true. But they don't always find expression in the way that we live and in the way that we act. And sometimes my heart is filled with the most beautiful ashkafas. My heart is filled with the most beautiful life ideals. My heart is filled with ultimately, again, the beautiful dreams and aspirations, spiritual ideas and ideals. But they're all here. They're all in my ephod. Excuse me, they're all in my choshen. But what's the problem? They often don't find expression in the way that I live. They sometimes don't find expression in the lifestyle that I'm living, in the decisions that I'm making. See, but you know what the goal of the Jew is? The goal of the Jew. How do you know you're living the right kind of life? If someone were to watch the video feed of your life for a day, pretty scary, right? Imagine some of you were to wear your GoPro cam, right, for the day, and someone mamish were to reveal 24 hours of footage of your life. Would they be able to see the ideals you stand for from a day of your life? Would they be able to see your hashkafas from one day in your life? Would they be able to see your spiritual idealism, dreams, and aspirations from one day of your life? And I will say, that's a scary question for many of us to contemplate. I have the purest of beliefs, the purest of ideas, but the shaila is, do they find real expression in the way that I live? That says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Is this mitzvah and tayyag mitzvahs? When the Torah says, pasuk chapter 28:28, chavches chavches, v'lo yizach hachoshen me'al ha'efot. The choshen must remain affixed and cannot move from the ephod. A double lesson that Baal Shem Tov is teaching us. Don't be echad bapeh ve'echad balev. Don't allow yourself to say one thing but believe differently, or believe one thing and say something differently. But I think taking it a bit further, the ephod representing the guf, the choshen representing the lev, make sure that what you believe comes out in how you act. Make sure what you believe is apparent in your dynamic life activity. Make sure that all of the beautiful spiritual idealism contained in your choshen finds its expression in the everyday life of your ephod.